with the gospel, with discipleship, with Jesus-like walk. I teach in a Christian school. For a lot of reasons, though I clearly see, please don't take this as a commercial, the place of Christians in public education. This is not a commercial. I teach in Christian school in part because I want to interact with young men and women that can be challenged to be disciples of Jesus Christ. The ache I have is that sometimes Christian schools are treated as crusader fortresses. Let's send our kids there, hide them from the devil, until they graduate. Well, unfortunately, we can't keep the devil out. We tried it. We had a big security system, but he got in anyway. But what I want to happen is I want those kids to come to our school where I can take them to Caesarea Philippi and say, you see this? That's the world you live in. That's what the devil wants you to believe. That's what people are feeding their inner hunger with. You see it? Look how ugly. Look how broken. Do you understand it? Now, when you leave here, and even now when you're here, you have the answer. I pray for the day. I probably should pray it's the day before I retire, where at graduation, the kid stands here, the board president calls his name, and the kid runs across the stage and grabs the diploma and says, where's the devil? I want him. I want a piece of him. And I'm not just kidding. Jesus anticipated disciples who would go out not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, declares the Lord, and his church would replace this sickness. Now, if you've ever been in Turkey, which was Asia, Turkey makes this look like a Sunday school picnic. And I understand why he took his disciples here. He wanted them to see firsthand where they were going to have to live. But he's not done yet. And I have to be embarrassed to tell you that I taught this here for a number, and never, I didn't pick up the second part of his talk. Listen. Then Jesus called to the crowd. What crowd? How many Pharisees you suppose are down there? How many Sadducees? Do you understand who the crowd is? It's certainly the pagan people who live there and who know about this, and maybe some, it could even be the crowd that's down there. Then Jesus called to the crowd. If anyone would come after me, come after means follow me. Be like me. Lech acharai. Come follow me. If anyone would be my disciple, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Whoever saves his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? What will you give in exchange for your soul? I see the disciples going, Herod lives here. Jeez, talk to us. Listen to me. I don't know if he had anger in his voice or that breaking voice of someone who's trying not to cry because he hurt so bad with how they were trying to meet their needs down there in the mud. Maybe the latter is more likely. This man stood there with his